This is March 20th, and I am interviewing Verna Perino in her home at 185 Buena Vista Avenue in Mill Valley about her life in Mill Valley. And this is Nancy Emerson. So, Verna, you were talking about Mrs. Terwilliger.
Mill Valley is such a very special city, town, village, whatever. I am thrilled to have had the opportunity to have lived here. When I first came, it seemed like such a lovely place with so many flowers in the yards and greenery. And I had been living in San Francisco. And to wind up having a home and living here for 60 years, I can't think of a more wonderful place to bring up my daughter and to enjoy a home with my husband and to now be retired and toward the end of my life, still enjoying my home with its yard of fruit trees and flowers and across from Boyle Park, where I can go for walks. And I think one of the most wonderful things about being here has been the feeling of acceptance that I found in Mill Valley. And that's what first brought me here and got me established. And I'd like to start with that. I come from a Swedish background growing up in Minneapolis, and my mother had a Lutheran background and my father a Baptist background. I married a Catholic in a Methodist church, and we decided finally on a community church where everybody is accepted no matter who they are or where they are in their religious understanding. And I think that's what really attracted me. And so I became active in the Mill Valley Community Church as a Sunday school teacher and as president of Triple C, the Community Church Club. And my husband came to church with me. We learned to accept our own differences. And so this is what Mill Valley was all about. It's such a diverse community that it seemed like the right place for us. One of my earliest activities was becoming a Sunday school leader and at the same time president of the women's group, but then a Browning Girl Scout leader, all in the same year. And it was a pretty heavy load, but it led to lifetime enjoyment. As a scout leader, I met Elizabeth Terwilliger, who was a nationally acclaimed naturalist who wanted the world, but particularly children, to enjoy the out of doors. And she would take people on walks and to look at the birds. And then we had to go on bicycles in order to see more birds. And then we had to have canoe trips in order to see water birds. And we would pack the canoes on a truck and go all around Marin to launch our canoes. And sometimes there were accidents up in Novato. I remember there was a treacherous spot and the canoes tipped and we got wet and had to go home and change. Those are the things that you always remember mostly. But One of our canoe trips was in Mill Valley, and we were paddling around Richardson Bay, and from the Audubon Center in Tiburon, and it wasn't the easiest kind of water to be controlling, but it was wonderful, and I have a photograph of two of our canoes that were taken with the new Mill Valley Community Center in the background and Mount Tamalpais in the far background. And it is so typical of what Mill Valley is all about. I went with Elizabeth. I had a large car with a large trunk, and Elizabeth would go down once a week to San Mateo Regional Park for an outdoor education program. And she had a lot of stuffed animals that we would put in the back seat of the car. And the frozen birds that people would give her in the trunk. And by the end of the day, the frozen birds were really defrosted. They were a pitiful sight. But as we drove down the roads, people would see these deer heads and these other animals sticking up out of the back seat, and they would turn and stare. Why we didn't have accidents, I don't know. But when we go for our walks, she was always looking, turning over a rock. Let's see who lives under this rock. Oh, a slug. Oh, how lovely. And I couldn't stand slugs. And I had to look at these creatures, yellow banana slugs. Everything had a story, and there was a rhyme and a rhythm to nature that she brought out in such a happy, joyful way that she was a delight. She was honored by President Reagan, and it was on television. And when she taught children about birds, she always said that the ducks were always in a hurry, and she would flap her arms as though she was a duck going very fast. And then the seagulls were never in a hurry, and she would have her arms going very slowly, flapping. And she did this to President Reagan and got him to flapping his arms like the children were doing. And it was on television, and it was a delight. And somewhere in my house, I have a copy of that, a video of that item. She was a naturalist. She just knew how to talk to people and have them enjoy their out-of-doors. And she was instrumental in so many programs that brought nature to Marin County and to the rest of the area. So we were very lucky to have her. She just lived around the corner from where I live. And then I used to see her at the Y pool, where she went regularly to swim, and I was there for arthritis aquatics exercises. And thinking of Mill Valley, I can't think of a more wonderful example of what Mill Valley is all about.
That was a good story.
Well, I thought I would concentrate on that one. Mm-hmm. It all came together in a way, yeah. So then I can talk about,
you've got another idea.
May I add to that?
Sure.
For another segment while I'm on a roll.
Mm-hmm. Here we go.
As a Girl Scout leader, I had worked with high school girls in San Francisco, and when it came time for my daughter to be involved in Girl Scouting, there weren't any parents that could take the time to be a leader, so I became a Brownie leader. And one of our most exciting events, I think, was reading a first grade reader about the lifespan of a salmon. And the girls took turns reading it and were prepared. So then the next week, we went to Muir Woods, and the ranger there had checked to see where the salmon were spawning, and then took us to those places where we could see fish were with their tails building an area to plant their seeds and lay their eggs, and then were treated with the sperm. And we saw firsthand the life cycle of the salmon that are so much a part of Marin County. There were other opportunities in Marin. We went to the seashore and gathered seashells and stones and made a collage about 3 by 5 foot on a wooden board depicting the seashore at Cronkite Beach with a drawing of the rocks and the water and the sky, and then presented it to the Methodist Church where we were having our meetings. And it stayed up on the wall for a long time, and it was another opportunity to enjoy Marin County. And of course, we went hiking. One of our hikes was up the Cascade Trail, and identifying wildflowers, and we made a map of the trail pointing out where different kinds of flowers or ferns were located, and made copies. And the Mill Valley Chamber of Commerce, Granville Beadle was in charge then. He handed out copies to visitors so they could go see that wonderful waterfall that we have right here in Mill Valley, and the wonderful different flora and fauna that you could see along that trail. We also enjoyed, I got more involved and became neighborhood chairman. And then we became an area, including the Sausalito Mill Valley neighborhood and the Belvedere Tiburon neighborhood, into the Richardson Bay Association. So I was the first chairman of that, and I'm delighted that Girl Scouting is still going. At that time, it wasn't cool to be a Girl Scout, except that we were all having such good times that instead of just one Brownie troop, we wound up with a second Brownie troop. And then the third year, when my daughter was in junior Girl Scouts, there was nobody who could lead, so I had three troops. And it was a life of Girl Scouting. For 20 years, I was a Girl Scout leader, including the time in San Francisco. And those girls, it was an organization at my Methodist church at that time, organized in 1945. And this is the first year that I have missed our reunion. The first Saturday in December every year, we have gathered from different parts of California and the Bay Area, and daughters and sons and grandchildren have come, and that Girl Scouting program has meant so much to so diversified a group of people. The reunion in Hollywood was played up in the newspaper, and to have companionship, friendship throughout life is a very special thing. It's like school reunions. There's something very special about people you have known for a long time, mm-hmm. and work together, and usually for a worthy effort. And so that was another opportunity that Mill Valley gave me, that for which I am most appreciative.
This is Nancy Emerson. This is the continuation of my oral history interview with Verna Perino on March 20th, 2015. I asked Verna to talk about how she came to live in Mill Valley.
We looked around the Bay Area and wound up in Mill Valley. But while I was working and married, we saved all my money so that we could have a nice kitchen. And to this day, I have my lovely kitchen that I worked all those years for. And it was interesting, through my church group, I enjoyed a Labor Day family weekend at the San Francisco YMCA camp called Jones Gulch down in San Mateo Regional Park. And around the campfire, there was Richard as we were singing songs. And we met, and for 2 years he courted me, but I kept saying, no, I couldn't marry a Catholic. Heavens. But somehow or another, we finally agreed to agree and accept that people aren't always idiots just because they had different ideas about religion or politics. He didn't discover until after we were married that I was a Democrat. I mean, that I was a Republican. Of course, he was a Democrat. Besides, he represented a labor union, and I was so anti-union that I would cross a picket line just for the sake of crossing a picket line. But I supported him on his endeavors. And we had a difficult first year, but when you learn to accept yourself, you can accept other people. And I was most fortunate to have had him as my husband for 17 years until, on a vacation trip to the Grand Canyon, he had a sudden stroke and died 2 days later. Jones Gulch was a very special place, so I took my Girl Scouts there. Well, Dick went along, and he was always Uncle Dick to the girls, and they adored him and were sad that they were not allowed to, the Catholic girls were not allowed to attend our wedding because of marrying out of the church. It's an interesting world. You become very ecumenical. And this goes back again to what I like about Mill Valley. It's such an ecumenical area of people who learn to accept others through understanding. And that touches on my favorite opera, which I will speak of later, called Parsifal, Richard Wagner's story of learning compassion through living experiences, and it's the epitome, I think, of what I like about Mill Valley.